she just happens to come upstairs, you know what I'm saying? And unfortunate, you know, crisis for her and I happened, you know, once she came upstairs, you know what I'm saying? Because I had to, you know, I had no other choice but to, you know, put the pistol, you know, as soon as she opened that door, I had no other choice but to put the pistol in her face. It escalated from there that much more because I decided to continue to work, not only commit home invasion. If you know who you have to hit. You just know around the neighborhood. You know who getting money. You know who getting money. You know who not getting money. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And those who getting money, you know, are a target. And if you get money off of an illegal way, you oh man, we consider that free bang. Are asking. I watch people literally reach out for help, man, because they don't know how to. God, they don't know how to change, man. They want to change, but they don't know how because they got no guidance, no instruction from no one. All they get is pure purgatory, man.
Working Perspectives Podcast. I'm Matt Lavelle, coming today by Jalen Dubb, Justin Richardson, and our guest today, returning for the second time, is the one and only Josh Holmes. Last time Josh was on the show, we had a really great conversation about growing up in the 90s and the different great things that we had back then. Then we talked about his early life coming up. He lived in California, he lived in Ambler, in PA, in Harrisburg, all these different places, and it seemingly me and him maybe crossed paths a thousand times without even knowing. Then we talk about him getting into some trouble down in Baltimore and in school and things like that and bouncing around to a couple schools. And then we left off with him moving to Maryland with his aunt. We're going to pick up from there. We're going to have some disputed questions in this. We'll start off with that segment. We'll have J-Dub's questions in this as well. Then we'll get into the backstory of Josh. Josh's Instagram is hybridholmes_88. Where you can have, where you can see his artwork. He has his artwork up as his background. If you're watching this on YouTube, you'll be able to see it. But man, this was a heck of a show. It really, I mean, Josh really, he showed a lot of courage in this episode by opening up about some true feelings about his time being incarcerated and the different things that he experienced on the inside. And I mean, I can't thank him enough for being open and honest and sharing with us. And without any further ado, this is the Working Perspectives Podcast. I'm Matt Lavelle, coming to you by Jalen Dubb, Justin Richardson. Our guest today is the one and only Josh Holmes. Enjoy. Hello, and welcome to the Working Perspectives Podcast. I'm Matt Lavelle, coming to you today by Jalen Dubb, Justin Richardson, and returning and defending the one and only Josh Holmes. Josh, how are you, my man? Purple unicorns is how we doing. So
I'm
Josh,
representing and presenting myself as the Purple Unicorns mascot today. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so love it. Purple unicorns always need a mascot. Josh, thank you so much for returning on the show. Last time you were here, we had a heck of a discussion. Started off by talking about D3 and the Three Ninjas and some talk boys and really reminiscing about the 90s. Then we had a great discussion about your, you know, your early life coming up, how we probably crossed paths a thousand times without even knowing it. And then because, you know, you had lived in Palo Alto when I was in California. Then you lived in Ambler, Wissahickon when I was living in Lansdale. Right. So we crossed paths without knowing it a thousand times. Finally, we're brought together at the LA Fitness where I met you and knew I had to get this guy on the show. So without, you know, then we ended up where we ended the last episode, which is available now on all podcast platforms and YouTube at Working Perspectives Podcast. Where we ended the last episode was you had been thrown out. You were living at your buddy's house and his mom had a drinking problem. She threw you out. Right. Then
right.
After she threw you out, you went to your friend Tim's house and got right. And then you went down to your aunt's house in Maryland. And that's kind of where we left it off. So before we get back into your story, one, I want to shout out a couple things. One, for all those watching on video, you can see behind Josh he has some of his artwork, which you can find and purchase at hybridholmes_88 on Instagram. So we'll have a link for that in the description of this episode. Make sure you check it out. It's really great stuff, really intriguing, thought-provoking, fun stuff. And then also, last time you were here, Josh, we didn't get to do this, but we have a segment on the show called The Disputed Questions. And what it is thus, is that I'm going to ask you some questions, right? And either you can give an answer that would agree with Justin, which would be wrong, or you can give an answer that would agree with me, which would be correct.
Okay.
So without any further ado, the first disputed question is, what movie do you think is better, The Godfather Part 1 or The Godfather Part 2?
Hey, The Godfather Part 2.
Yeah, you're right. You're very much right. That's a correct answer. Godfather Part 2, correct answer. Let's keep it moving. What about Cheetos? Do you like crunchy or puff?
Crunchy.
Yeah, yeah. Not a lot of puffs these days, Justin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not a lot of puffs. What about pancakes or waffles?
Waffles.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. And then who do you like better, Chevy Chase or Bill Murray?
Come on, bro. Bill Murray, bro.
Yeah, right. Like, that's even a question anymore.
Bill
huh?
Murray, bro. Come on.
What about Chris Rock or Dave Chappelle?
Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, that one's batting 1,000 on Chappelle. Did it. I did it right now. Did it. What about when you go to a theme park? Do you like an amusement park or a water park?
Both.
Both.
What do I prefer? Yeah. What do I... What... All right, so I prefer, and this may be a lie, a water park.
It was fun while it lasted. It was fun while it lasted. The ride was fun while it lasted.
Bro, the water parks have, oh my God, bro, I can't wait. I'm going to take you on a water ride when we go to the flags or something like that, man. Water parks are really, like, extreme nowadays, man. For real.
I mean, I'd hope so, because it was just a lot of dirty Band-Aids and pee water back in the day. And maybe it still is, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. So, all right, last question, and probably the most important question you'll ever be asked, Josh. When it comes to eating wings, are you drums or are you flat?
I'm flats, bro.
Wow.
See?
Wow. I mean, you had such potential.
Justin says, see? Yeah,
it's the right answer.
Is it Justin? Is it? So, very good. All right. Well, thank you for that, Josh. Really good stuff. So, that was disputed questions. I want to keep it moving with our other segment. This is everyone's favorite segment. It's now time for J-Dub's questions, asking some questions. J-Dub's questions, new favorite segment.
What?
J-Dub's question segment. Yeah. Haven't J-Dub's done that in a while, huh, Justin?
Okay. Come on now.
You had any broken bones?
No.
Any cavities?
None.
Nice. Same. Well, I've had broken bones, but no cavities. I've kept swell teeth. Who's the most famous person you ever met?
Omar from The Wire.
For real?
No.
Yes.
Michael K. Williams?
Yeah.
Michael K. Williams, I believe.
Hey, yo. Caught him coming out of a giant grocery store in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. You hear me?
What was he doing there?
He was going shopping.
Heroin?
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock in the morning. He going to say heroin. You ain't, Justin, you sad, man. Come on.
I'm just kidding.
You sad, man. Damn.
Wait. Yeah, dude. R.I.P. He was one of the great. But wait, is he from Harrisburg?
Yes, his mother stays, I don't know. I don't know as if she stays, you know, like where she stays at, but I know she stays in Harrisburg, uptown in the city. So, that's the only reason why he would be around. Yeah, it was crazy. It was like a random moment, too, because like I said, it was 8 o'clock in the morning. You know, I just started my shift. My friend and I were just out front, just, you know, hanging out.
Dude, you must have lost it. I would have been like,
I'm not a, so when I'm,
yeah,
I'm
like,
when
oh,
I come
my
across,
coming.
Like, yeah, when I come across famous people, like, which, you know, I have not. I haven't come across more C-listers than A-listers, put it like that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not a fanatic that'll go out their way and be like, yo, what the god damn you say the world. I'm gonna show you support. I'm like, yo, like when I see Omar, I said, man, what's up, man? I said, yo, it's nice to see you, man. And he's like, yo, what's up, y'all? And he like literally just jumped in his whip and kept it moving, man. But it was random though, you know, because stopping that giant.
I would say it's strange to classify like the type of celebrity Omar was, because he's like a cult hero, you know what I mean? So like everyone, you'd be excited to see him just because like the characters he's played have been so great, like Chalky White and Boardwalk Empire, phenomenal.
Yeah, a lot of people slept on that show too, though.
Oh, was phenomenal as Chalky White. And then obviously Omar is his big one, but he was in some other stuff too where he did really well. But I know like HBO liked to use him a lot But yeah, dude, that's a really cool one. Keep going, Justin.
It's fantastic. Do you have a dream car?
Ooh.
Lamborghini.
Lambo.
It's so cliche though. And the only reason why I say Lamborghini because I used to look at magazines and I'd be like, damn, that's a nice Lamborghini. You know, and I'd be like, damn, I can only imagine what it would be like to be in a Lamborghini, especially as short as I am. You know, I could fit right in that junk. You know what I'm saying?
What's the
go ahead.
What's the last movie that made you cry?
Mighty Ducks D3.
Never. damn. Ah.
Three Ninjas 2.
Is there a sequel to Three Ninjas?
Oh, yeah, dude. I think there's three of them, actually.
What movie made
I think
me
the
cry?
Third one is baseball heavy.
Yeah, I couldn't even tell you right now. I can't, not off the top of my head right now, because I know there's one out there, but I don't know if... Have you ever seen, Hurricane?
Yeah, Denzel Washington.
The story of the Hurricane.
Great movie.
Yo, Hurricane.
It's going to be the champion of the world.
I didn't cry, but it's like, I had an emotional, you know, compound of...
You don't cry at movies?
A border tearing up in my... Nah, hey. But, you know, that was a good movie, though. You know what I'm saying? Because it's based off a real story, man.
Do you believe in ghosts?
So I believe, I don't consider them ghosts. I consider them just like deities, you know, your angels and your ancestors that may be helping you in the, you know, the other realm. I do believe in, you know, entities, you know, that do haunt, you know, people. As you can tell, exactly, you know, because, I mean, it's evident, you know, shit, look at the world, you know, so, yeah, I believe in all that.
What's your favorite conspiracy theory?
So my favorite conspiracy theory would be the way the UFOs seem to all of a sudden just to be, you know, appearing all of a sudden. Suddenly these unidentified flying objects, you know, hovering around, you know, in triangular formation, you know, seem to be considered UFOs, but yet, you know, we deny that conspiracy. You know, so I don't know what's going on out here, folks, but we do know there seems to be something going on. You know, that is evident, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, big time.
How do you feel about Hamburger Helper?
I am infatuated with Hamburger Helper. Once I indulge in the I used to, because I don't eat meat no more, so let me correct this. When my mom used to, whip that thing going up with the cheese and that. Oh, my goodness, man. We throw it on the bun.
Dude, the sound.
Yeah, I mean, bro, look.
The sound the spoon made when it went through, you know, is that not the best ever?
There's Tuna Helper.
Yeah, they do have Tuna Helper. Yeah, Sleeper. Sleeper, Tuna Helper. Sure. I mean, there's only one. Josh, could you ever love a girl that didn't love Hamburger Helper?
No.
Yeah. Can you ever love anybody that doesn't love Hamburger Helper?
I would deny them approval of my kingdomship. I cannot govern anybody, you know, with ignorance. You feel me? The way things used to be back in the good old days.
Right.
You know? And like, seriously, like, yeah, I mean...
They just haven't lived enough life yet.
Bro, that's like someone... You're like, yo, have you ever... you ever watched... Yo, y'all remember UPN?
UPN 57?
Come on. So that's like somebody not...
Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
Like, hanging with Mr. Cooper? Yeah, I mean, come on. That's like somebody not knowing about the show Martin.
Bro.
Insulting me. You insulting the history of my nature. And then you insulting Matt. You insulting Justin. I feel some type of way. Because you're ignorant to the fact of how good these sitcoms were, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, they feared
bro.
America,
little
bro.
Family Matters, little Hang on Mr. Cooper, step little Boy Meets World. Oh, man. Dude, I'll tell you, shout out to, she started off as a tomboy, but Al became a hanger.
Definitely.
Was a hanger.
Come on, man. Come on,
shout
man.
Shout out to Al, fan of the show.
Bro, shout out to Al. For real, bro. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So,
go ahead,
so,
Justin.
Sorry, man. Yeah, we got over with. Sorry about that.
Did you get a sex talk as a child?
No. So what I did indulge in was creeping into my father's bedroom one day and coming across a porno tape from Blockbuster.
Do you remember what it was called?
No, I do not, but I do recall the scene where a woman was so justified by the fact that she indulged in basking the soothing sound of hearing the urine hit her body. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
Yeah. So
damn, your dad
there, you
got
know,
down like that?
Yeah, I mean, oh, so, God. I don't know, some freaky shit going on, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, pissing on, you know, like that. The woman, it got nasty. Put it like that. It got nasty. You know what I'm saying?
Took a
like,
real weird turn.
Word up. Yeah, I mean, just got nasty, you know?
Matt, do you remember, like, Penthouse, or was it Penthouse or Hustler? One of those magazines had, like, a weird, they would always have, like, if you got your hands on one as a kid, you could flip through it, but there would always be a weird section. It'd be, like, piss or, like, shaving or, like, there'd always be something weird going on in those magazines when you were a kid.
Yeah, they always had, like, a gimmick. I do remember
Do y'all remember
that.
The box, the cable box? The all black box
we had. Of course.
Okay, remember on? Do you remember the only channel that had the sexual content was Channel 99, if you can recall. So Channel 99 was the only channel that can literally, which was like HBO back in the day. You know what I'm saying? And they would literally play porn. You know what I'm saying? Like Channel 99 on the box, it would be porn. It would be 90s era porn, if you can imagine what that should look like. You know what I'm saying?
The sophomore Red Shoe Diary.
Oh, damn.
Josh, do you have any questions for me?
Let's see. Do you believe in ghosts?
No.
Why not?
Because it's a ridiculous concept.
Wow. What makes it ridiculous?
But you're a flat earther?
No, I'm not really a flat earther. I just
think you just said that to mess with Josh?
No, I like the idea of flat earth. I think it's fun. It doesn't make it ridiculous. If to have ghosts, you would have to have like an afterlife. Then you'd have to have like parameters in which like ghosts would operate in. If I believed in ghosts, I feel like I would have to hunt ghosts. Like if I really believed in aliens or ghosts or any of that kind of nonsense, I would like hunt, like, why wouldn't you try to fully find the extent to which it exists? Like, I don't believe in like magic and stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. But
if it was real, I would like hunt it. Wouldn't you?
Nope.
Yeah, I mean, I really wouldn't give a fuck about them, you know, because they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. You know, they must have an assignment. If, you know, we are considering these, you know, ghosts, entities, whatever we would like to call them. You know, obviously there's a name out here for a reason. There's no one thing you can always put common sense on. This is why I love common sense, because it's free, you know. And secondly, here's another thing, Justin. Guess what? You gotta ask yourself, well, how the hell they come up with the name ghost? How the hell they come up with the name entity? How they come up with the entity?
Well, that's
how they come up with the name spirit. So
I'm
have to ask yourself these things. Because now, we're being, you know, we're getting to the root of the problem here, you know?
I'm not,
what I would ask,
like,
you know,
mean
myself,
to the point where I'm like, if people tell me they've seen a ghost, I believe them when they say they've seen it. I haven't
so
seen
you
a ghost.
Gotta see it for yourself, right?
So
right,
I
right.
don't know, but like, people will tell, everybody has, anybody who believes in ghosts has a ghost story.
That was J-Dub's questions. Let's keep it moving. All right, thank you for that, Justin. So, like I said, last time Josh was here, where we left off was Josh had been, you know, we had talked about how he grew up in Harrisburg for a little bit, then went to California, then came back and lived in Ambler, and then moved to Harrisburg, then went to Baltimore, then left Baltimore and came back to the Ambler area again, was living with a friend. His friend's mom liked to drink. One night she got a little sloshed, threw Josh out of the house. Josh had to find somewhere to sleep that night, then went to his friend Tim's house. Tim's mom took him in, got him right, and then he was on his way to his aunt's house, is where we left off. So let's recap a little bit. You had a girlfriend at this time. You were struggling, right? You were living in a friend's couch. The mom kicked you out. Then you went to Tim. Tim said, hey, you know, love you, but let's get you set up. Then you were able to contact your aunt. Your aunt said, get your behind down here to Maryland, right? So then shout out to auntie. So you left PA and you headed to Maryland on a hope and a prayer. So what's happening there?
So now, in those moments, it was just a mere fact of her providing an opportunity. And I stayed out there for about four to 5 months. And I squandered the opportunity by leaving it and going back to the city because I, you know, I had missed the street pretty
much.
What city, as you know, that
what city is this?
Harrisburg. So I decided to move back to Harrisburg for some.
So what was the opportunity that you were squandering?
The one that she was presenting for allowing me to stay with her after taking me off the street, you know, and placing a roof over my head by sheltering me. So when she provided the refuge and the food, it was a different for me back in the day. It was different. It felt. Yeah. I never felt love. Have you ever been loved, really loved before? Like passionately
Not
love,
until
like
I
not
met my wife.
unconditionally. You know, all right, and see, so you know exactly what that shit feel like. You know what I'm saying? And she was like showing me exactly what that was, but I was too
It's
busy, you
scary at
know, being
first, and you're getting in your own way.
Out of my own way,
You
man.
can take the dude off the streets, but you can't take the streets out of the dude, right?
Funny thing is, I'm not even a street dude, bro. I just decided to hang around with my cousins and his friends, and I took upon the behavior tactic. I never been one to consider any type of criminal mind state. I didn't grow up like that. I was raised in California, like I told you. My father raised me in a good home, a great home, food on the table, shoes on my feet, the whole nine. So I was very disruptive with my way of thinking because I had the proper guidance, but I decided not to utilize it. You get what I'm saying?
What do you think was the cause of that? Were you just looking for something different? Did you think it was because you recognized, like,
missing.
You
sorry
were
to
you
cut
getting
you off.
like
I thought I was,
go ahead.
No, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I really thought I was missing out on, like, because I left to be mindful. I left all my friends, my wannabe friends. I'm gonna call them wannabe friends. So I felt the absence of that, you know, that environment. You know what I'm saying? So I was used to being around in that, you know, that
So
doing
I'll tell
whatever.
you, I'll tell you, as much as sports is very positive for you and very fundamental, it does get you used to kind of like a team camaraderie and a team atmosphere. And I remember even after I was done like playing like team sports, I would still look for like a team camaraderie and a team atmosphere and acceptance on a team. Like I did, you know, so like we would get like, you know, even like we would have, I guess it would became more of like you had like a clique you would hang out with, even in like your, you know, like your 20s and late teens. And that's the kind of thing you're looking for, you know? And like
Yo,
a lot of
facts.
guys, I feel like a lot of guys do that. And I think they find that with like a neighborhood thing, right? So like after I was done, like the high school team sports, I really grasped onto like the neighborhood gang aspect of things. You know what I'm saying? I think,
Yes,
Justin,
yes,
you
yes.
kind of had something similar in a way with the end up guys. Is that right?
Yeah, at a certain point, I traded sports for hanging out with the part that I liked most about sports was hanging out with my friends. And I traded sports for hanging out with my friends to do drugs.
Yeah. Same. So, okay. So that's kind of, I think you're kind of in the same mindset there, Josh, right? Where it's like, you're like, okay, I want this camaraderie. I want this acceptance. And then also, but you're getting fooled in a way of thinking like, these are my actual boys. Like, these are my friends, when really they're not, right? Like, everyone's out for themselves.
Absolutely.
It's,
the
you
only
know.
Individual that really had my back in that entire, throughout those entire, let's just call them explorations, because they were explorations, and we got to explore, you know, about who exactly Joshua was, and how much he could develop, you know, later on. But my cousin was the only one that, you know, of course, stayed loyal and apologized to me when I was incarcerated, because in his words, as I quote, "I apologize, cousin, because I could have stopped, I could have avoided all of this that we're currently dealing with right now, because you know, you were definitely never meant to even be, you know, toting no pistols, robbing people. That don't even fit you." But anyway, he apologized to me, and he was very apologetic, and it was, you know, and it was heartfelt, and I understood exactly where he came from. But also,
you
I
think that
apologized
was
back
real
because I
guilt
took on
that
the
he
actions.
felt?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's my cousin. That's
So at the end of the day, your actions are your own. I agree with that. Do you really think, though, that there was true guilt? Because I'll tell you this. I had a buddy of mine who was kind of like I was like his old head at times. He was my friend. But I would like had gotten into like drinking and doing drugs and things like that. And he had stayed straight. Right. But then he wanted to, you know, like I kind of like got him into doing that. And then he really took on a life of its own, and he went, you know, he did his own, kept it rolling, so to speak. You know what I mean? So I introduced it, but then he took it to a whole nother level. Is
That
that
and
kind of
that was
something that,
me, Matt.
yeah,
That was me,
okay.
Matt. I took it. I became. I'm an alchemist at heart, and that's just what I'm. You know, sit here and meant here. You know, and excuse me, sit and meant to purposely fulfill here while I'm on my journey.
When you say
And
an
I
alchemist,
took.
What do you mean?
Turn
so
metal
like
into gold.
I'm you know, I'm a creative. I'm very innovative. You know, I'm constantly like a mad scientist. You know, you know, literally, because the science of my creativity, you know, is so innovative that it can only evolve. If it stays stagnant, I will not be fulfilling my purpose. You get what I'm saying? So my art constantly evolves, you know, and it's strange just watching it evolve in front of my face. You get what I'm saying? So anyhow, you know, an alchemist in that manner. You get what I'm saying? you know, because the alchemy,
you know, you're a tool for creativity. I agree.
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? You can tell, you know, most alchemists are very
so, innovative. But were you searching too for like an identity as well? So like
absolutely.
You went back to the streets and you're looking, you want like that street recognition and that street name and everything like that, right?
So who isn't looking for that identity, you know? And I was
Agreed.
Looking for it.
Agreed.
You know,
especially
and I was
age.
Looking, I was
Everyone
fairly,
wants
that. Fairly looking for a place to put myself in. You know what I'm saying? I knew how to fight. You know what I'm saying? I took my losses, but I, you know, very few. But
so we you touched on it a little bit earlier, and I'm not trying to be insulting, and I'm not trying to belittle you in any way, right? But you did say, you know, like, do you feel like there was some kind of, I don't want to say Napoleon complex, but something of like a need to prove yourself in a way, and maybe that's
never
why,
because
that's,
I was always, like I said, I was always athletic. So coming from California, all right, so going to California, ran it. Like I was always a popular guy, always a popular guy, as you can tell. And
I can tell.
So my nature here has always been a force to be reckoned with.
So you weren't starting the fights, you were finishing them.
I was more so looking forward to fighting more than anything.
Okay.
You know, sometimes I was looking forward to causing chaos in classrooms because I could not sit there and, you know, I just couldn't sit down, be still and listen, you know. And that's why, you know, it was just rough because I stopped paying attention when I moved back to the East Coast. Why? Because there was no father under the roof no more.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
No discipline. Yeah.
There was nothing.
Lack of a disciplinarian.
We're not pointing fingers to nobody, but you know, this is what goes on.
No, when you're a boy, you need that harsh discipline. That harsh discipline, right?
You need guidance.
Like
you need guidance.
Agreed. And sometimes it needs to come in a physical manner. Like I'll tell you, dude. And we touched on it last time here. When my dad left, the law left with him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I was 15, turning 16, and my mom, I was like, "Fucking hit me with whatever you want. It doesn't hurt anymore." You know, like, what are you going to do? So it was kind of like you just did your own thing. So, okay, so let's do a timeline check. So you left your aunt's home. You went back to Harrisburg. What were like, and you're causing all kinds of mischiefs. What's going on now? Like, what are the kind of things you're doing?
So
where are you
I'm
working?
Pretending,
what do you got going on?
So I'm pretending now to be a hustler. The reason why I said pretending because I was selling probably about like not even over 4 ounces of weed throughout the week. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? So like I'm not
you
even
just
really
selling
like,
enough to smoke for free.
Just, exactly. And you know, participating in childlike activities as we all do.
Well, okay, so eventually things would ramp up, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember like a time or something that happened that caused things to ramp up or escalate? Or did
progression? No, it's just natural progression because you're, Matt, it's a cycle, Matt. Look at it, you know, and I hate to be blunt. Matter of fact, I don't, actually. It's just, you know, the mere fact is it's a cycle, Matt. I fell into that cycle.
So you go from Cali back to the East Coast. You're bouncing around. You're doing all kinds of things. And then you find like a place in the streets, and then it was, and like you said, it was your choice to go back to the streets. But once you got in there, it wasn't your choice to stay. You just kind of got swallowed up into the culture.
Decided to be a part of that lifestyle because who wants to be dependent, especially when you're 18, 19?
Were you doing besides selling weed? Anything else?
Just hanging out. Just, you know, partying, hanging out. When anytime, you know, just being a part of the street life is an experience that, you know, most Caucasians, unfortunately, you know, won't get to experience. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't mean that in, like I said, no racial discriminative form or factor. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I'm not a racist. When you live with your friends in the city and you get to go to these corner stores, you know, and I didn't even grow up in the city. I used to just go there for the summer with my cousin, you know? So growing up in the city with them and going to all the block parties with all the people, mind you, Harrisburg is my home ground. So all my family members all around, you know what I'm saying? So it's a tribal thing, you know? And I decided to be amongst the dangerous.
So you're in the streets now, and then were you, and like you're hustling and stuff like that. Did you have any other jobs, or were you just doing that?
So I started working again with my uncle, doing a little bit of construction in the midst of all that, while all that was going on a little bit. But
were you consistent with that or no?
No,
Okay.
because he would come and get us every now and then.
Yeah.
Let me see. I was working, like I said, I was working at the Giant grocery store where I met Omar. So during that time, this is where I was. I was in Harrisburg still.
Okay.
And you know, yeah. So I took on that job, and I took on like a few temp agency jobs. But other than that, you know, I was just, you know, lollygagging, wandering,
Yeah.
being
Yeah.
an idiot, being
Okay. So
ignorant, you know.
then what, so then you kind of landed in some hot water. What kind do you, can you kind of give us a rundown of what led to that?
My incarceration.
Yeah.
So that was later on.
Okay.
That was like, yeah, way later, because I started, you know, like I started picking up my life, you know, as the years, you know, went along, because I started getting, you know, I started getting it together, you know, I started figuring out
Yeah.
what responsibility was, you
Okay.
know, and I started taking you know, taking responsibility of my actions as a man, and I thoroughly started adulting, and
Did
that
you have
from
any
Harris from.
girlfriends or anything at this time, or were you just single, or?
I was still with the same girlfriend. So like, anytime I get a
Oh,
girlfriend,
the
I usually
same
stay with them
one
for.
from before.
She was
Oh,
lying with me for a
wow. So
minute.
you guys dated for a long time.
It was a dope experience, man. That's
Huh.
why we still, you know, I still bust it up with her to this day. But anyhow, yeah. So from Harrisburg, this is where the trouble actually started escalating. I got into an incident in Harrisburg at the mall where we got into a fight. My cousin and I. And all right, so a friend of mine, my cousin and I, we were at the mall. We got into a fight. It was a dude that had a problem with me. Of course, you know, we took care of it. And I'm not gloating about it. Oh, we took care. I hate this, you know, because this is how ignorant we are, man.
Yeah. And do you remember what the beef was about?
It was a neighborhood, you know, like just a little neighborhood stench, you know what I'm saying? Where,
It was kind of just like shit talking.
You know, just, that's all, you know. And we happened to run
Yeah.
into the guy while I was with my cousin, and of course, the guy's a little bit bigger than I, so my cousin's that much bigger than the guy, and my cousin's like, "Oh, that's him," you know. Of course, you know, I had my friend with me too, so
Yeah.
it got ugly, very ugly, and we went to court for that and everything. But anyway, that's what led, all right, so
What,
that
did you get an
escalated.
assault charge?
Yes, which is on my record right now as we speak, and I will show you the paperwork.
That's tough.
I
I
mean,
believe you.
seriously.
That explains
So
everything
anyhow,
here. Assault charges are tough.
anyhow, it escalated from there, that much more, because I decided to continue to not only commit home invasions, which I got away with a lot of shit, man.
A
Rob Best
home
Buys,
invasion?
home invasions.
Are we sneaking into homes when they're not home, or when people are
I'm
home?
talking. I'm When they're not home, when they're not home,
Okay.
done no
How?
harm to.
So what
Yeah.
was the, what was, okay. So what was like the system? Like you would camp out at a house, get
So,
their like
all right.
routine.
So, first take on this. I don't want to glorify any of this
No, you're not
activity that I
glorifying it. You're
participated,
just
that I
bringing it down.
participated
It's
in.
fine.
You know, one, you know, I don't even want to really break it down because it's so behind me, because this is how haunting, you know, this is, and I mean this, fellas, this is how haunting it is to my soul that I, you know, that, you know, it's still days where I cannot recover
Well, all
on
right,
or.
Josh, if you don't, if this is tough to talk about, we don't have to talk
No,
about it.
it's never talked to. I just want to let you know that most people have trouble progressively talking about this, bro. Yeah, I mean, because for the mere fact that they put themselves through this shit, and it's that's a hard pill to swallow. A lot of people can't swallow that one, man. So yeah. So anyhow, you know, like I said, it was a tactic, you know, in the way we operated was just we watch, you know, keep a lookout, and we perform. After the lookout is thoroughly, strategically, you know, found out that there is nothing, you feel me, or existing, you feel me, within its presence, you feel me, of the residents, then
How long
we
would
take a
that
blur.
usually take?
Take less than 2 minutes.
So you'd realize like,
Because
okay,
we
no
figure
one's
out, no, because
home.
we know, if you know who you have to hit.
And
You get
it
what I'm
would be
saying?
people you kind of knew?
You just know around the neighborhood. You know who getting
Okay.
money. You know who getting money. You know who not getting money. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
And those who
Yep.
getting money, you know, are a target. And if you get money off of an illegal way, you, oh man, we consider that
Yeah.
free bands. You know what I'm saying?
Because you can't call the police. I got
Can't
you.
call the police, you know, best thing ever. And then when I figured out that that was, you know, like the
Okay.
best thing, or the beneficial factor to, you know, to that system, you know, then, you know, like I said, I'm the best at what I do, at anything I do. And I became like almost an elite at that shit until I got caught, for real,
Okay,
man.
so you're mapping out, you're figuring out like who's holding some cash, and you're like, okay, Let's wait till there's an opening. And then are you doing this by yourself or did you have people with you?
No, I told you I learned this from a group, you know?
Okay.
Like, I was taught this. Okay. I was taught this. You know what I'm saying? It started from go ahead.
Well, what's the strategy then?
So, you know, how they operated, you know, they would perform, see anyone openly. See, this is the dumb way I initially started operating the way they were, which is just jump out on people in the projects or somewhere, or the biggest drug dealer out there in the projects, and pull your gun out, whatever, stick them up.
So you would have like a mask on with a gun.
Yeah, sometimes you ain't even got to wear no mask because you're like, fuck it.
And you're not worried about them coming back on you?
If they do come back, you know what? We ready for war. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Idiot shit. You feel me? Literally. Yeah. And I ain't the one. And listen, never was a part of this type of lifestyle. I just followed it. So following it.
And how much money was like
all the behavior?
So like some of the things you would do is like you would do just a straight up robbery where you'd get a gun mask. You knew the guy that was holding cash and you'd stick him up for his cash. Other times you would see a guy. You knew where a guy would live and then you just go rob his house when he wasn't there. Right. And then what, like, how much money
guy,
are we talking
female,
here?
Whoever.
How much money?
It has to be a significant amount. First and foremost, if it ain't about 5,000 or you feel me or more, we ain't touching it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Straight up. Yeah. Yeah. Cause
you have to split it
we're splitting
two or three
ways.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Okay. So you're falling in with the wrong crowd. And you're doing some robberies, home invasions, things like that. You have your technique down where you can either stick up a guy with the cash. Like you were just, the technique was sniff out the cash, right? And you knew like they really couldn't call the police on the cash because it wasn't reported. And then you would just take the cash and run. And then if someone came back on it to try to get the cash from you, you would just go to war with them. Right? That was your mentality?
So that was definitely the mentality. The strategy was always a success because we never really encountered that. It's very seldom that we encounter any type of friction between anyone besides the friction that they already before me knowing them. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. They had like previous situation. I get you. So
exactly.
What happened then? How did you get caught?
In my situation later on, which led to my incarceration in 2015, I ended up getting caught. Once I left the house, the dude's wife, which I knew, like I said, when I perform, I perform, I execute strategically. So I knew of the individual who sold a lot of weight. So when he was not there, I executed, got into, the residence and all that. And this is what led to me getting caught. The lady that he was dating, she ended up popping up out of nowhere. So she ended up coming in the crib that I had somebody watching the house, right? I had somebody texting me every time, just keeping an eye out. So they would text me, okay, everything's good, good, good. You know, just timing everything. And I got the text a little late about her, getting into the house. And once she was in there, it was a little too late. So there was a gun along with the safe that I had took. So I hid for a moment because I had to get up out of there. So I hid for a moment in the bathroom, and sure enough, oddly, she just happens to come upstairs, you know what I'm saying? And unfortunate, crisis for her and I happened, once she came upstairs, you know what I'm saying? Because I had no other choice but to, put the pistol, as soon as she opened that door, I had no other choice but to put the pistol in her face, to make, the great escape. Not only that, to, put the fear in her heart of, this is the cause of, why I'm doing this. You get what I'm saying? And so, I made my way out the house, and then I went to my friend. My friend stayed right around the corner, probably like a few blocks away from this dude's spot. And he just so happened to not be home. And I just hid the safe in his backyard. He had a shed, which was his girlfriend's crib. So they had a shed back there. I put the safe back there and the gun and all that, because I took the gun with me and all that shit. And sure enough, there were cops just everywhere. It was crazy. She called the cops that fast, you know what I'm saying? And sure enough, they popped up. And when I was on the phone in my homeboy's backyard, look, because I was still texting him, seeing if he was, when he will be home and Because usually his back door is unlocked. And I usually just go through the back door and just, you know, kick it in the back, you know, back room. That day the back door was locked, and while I was sitting on the they got like a picnic table in the backyard. I was sitting on the picnic table, just texting him like, yo, this, you know, letting him know what's going on. I didn't know there were police, you know, like moving out around the neighborhood until I got a phone call from another friend of mine who stays three houses down from Jason, which was the friend I was texting to get into his house, you know, where I left the safe at. Well, you know, as far as like the shed. And I got the phone call. My homeboy was like, yo, hey, yo, where you at? He like, yo, where you at? I'm like, I ain't really want to tell, you know, nobody nothing or what was going on. So I was being discreet about everything. So I'm like, why, what's up? He like, yo, man, it's a whole bunch of cops around the neighborhood right now, man. I'm like, yeah? He's like, yeah, man, you gotta come see this shit, man. This shit crazy. I'm like, no. So I told him, I was like, yo, are you serious? Because I got, that's when I really kind of got spooked. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, that's when I was like, it got serious. I was like, yo, are you serious? And he's like, yeah, man. He's like, me and my mom out front right now. Rest in peace, Miss Betty. And he's like, yo, you good? You ain't had nothing to do with that. Cause he knew type, you know, I had got fired. Cause this is what led to that robbery. I had got fired. I was getting paid 34 an hour. And the nigga got me kicked off of a great job, just jackhammering concrete. And I just went back, I reverted back into my old ways. So anyway, that's another story, you know, that's, you know, another story, you know, piggybacking off of all of this. So anyway, he's, you know, alarming me. So I'm like, all right. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to come to your house. He's like, yo, come to my house right now. And literally you can just hop three, four gates and get to his house. But mind you, my partner that was with me, he already started hopping the gate. And I was like, go. He was a younger guy. So I'm like, go ahead. I'll meet you over there. He's like, no, come on. I said, no, because I had all that money. And I didn't trust nobody. I wouldn't trust nobody with all that money because I took a lot of money from that guy. You know what I'm saying? A lot of money. I mean, and yeah, so I was like, I was standing by that safe, man. I was standing by that. You know, so
How big was the safe?
the safe was probably as big as
It's like a
probably as big
computer
as
monitor.
a old school, like an old school. Remember them little when they started like making them just a little bit smaller, the boom boxes after the
Okay.
original ones. You know what I mean? All right, so
Yep,
it's
I
probably as big
got
as
you.
that. Yeah.
Okay.
So
So what? Okay, so it wasn't that big. All right.
I mean, yeah, no, it was heavy enough, you feel me, to carry, and that was it, you feel me? Straight up. And yeah. So anyhow, police, they're walking around, and sure enough, someone must have seen me, and because I still have my clothes on. You get what I'm saying? I still have my clothes on, the same clothes that I was in the house with. Yeah, so someone must have seen me with the clothes on, and literally an officer crept up behind me out of nowhere. As one officer approached me, and literally stuck me up so fast, it was ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? And
Were
I
you
had such a
wearing a
description.
mask
So,
when you were in the house?
no. This is
Boy.
how, because this is how, this is when you're good at this, you get cocky. So
Yeah.
you don't like you slid it through the rope. You feel me? You slid it like that right there was a messy mission because I decided to do something that I wasn't supposed to do. You get what I'm saying? I should have, when it
Yeah.
was time to go, it was time to go. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it was just time to go. You know, as soon as I got that phone call from my friend, yo, come on, hop the gate right now. I was stubborn and what? Because it's the
Greedy.
money. Yes.
That
Come
happens.
on, man. You feel me? And that got me, you feel me? That got me caught up. And sure enough, you feel me? That's what led to, you know, the incarceration. You feel me? Unfortunately. You feel me?
So
Worst fucking day of my life.
you get busted, you get taken in, and then I guess did they bring the girl in to ID you?
So, you know. Man, it's just a process, bro. Just put it like this. It was a hell of a process. And she identified me, I think, probably by like a little later on that day via like she need like I was like in a car and shit. You feel me? And like she walked, is this him? You feel me? Yeah, this him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like facts. I mean, that shit was rough, bro. Like that shit was rough.
Damn, dude,
Fuck.
that's tough, man.
That shit was
Sorry.
real, like a haunting, a real life haunting, nigga. Excuse my language. It's a real life haunting. You know what I
You're good,
mean?
man.
Straight up.
Sorry to make you relive that. So,
You all right?
okay. The adrenaline's a real thing.
It's it
So,
is, it is.
Josh,
You really
you all
get real
right?
endorphins from that shit. Yeah, I'm good, bro. Like that's it. Don't it's not it's happy tears because it took a while to recover from this. Y'all don't know that. Y'all don't know that. That shit real. You gotta recover from this type of shit, man. And for me, I had to overcome that me committing such a criminal fucking act, nigga. That's hard. That ain't easy. It seems easy, like, oh man, you just gotta apologize. You gotta apologize to yourself. No! You gotta apologize. Do you know the fucking trickle-down effect that shit caused on people's family? And I'm so in front of me, nothing, no mail, nothing, but they getting treated terribly. Ain't nobody helping nobody. So this it constantly continues. And so you watch that over and over throughout the years. That does something to you. And then you're selling dogs. You're selling that dog. That shit is real. That's like going to war. You wonder why they come back fucked up because ain't nobody talking to them. They just got sent out here for a body. This shit is terrible, man. All people are asking. I watch people literally reach out for help, man. Because they don't know how to cut. They don't know how to change, man. They want to change, but they don't know how because they got no guidance, no instruction from no one. All they get is pure purgatory, man. Just because they made one mistake. I've watched these dudes suffer, man. Ripple effect. Family got to... If you ain't got no family, oh, my God. You suffer in the worst way because you live through it and you have to. And if people don't share any food with you, you just survive off them three carts a day. You ain't got no soap to take no shower because they don't want to hand you no toothpaste. They don't want to give you no toilet paper. You can't. They doing people wrong in there, man. And it's innocent people who just literally have been cultivated mentally by behavior traffic here. That's it. Nothing. That's all I learned from that. When I realized coming home, finding peace within myself, finally. Because I had to make amends with myself to even consider all that. Like, damn, was that real? Was that, are we really doing this to each other? In the midst of adversity, you watch CO trample you. They make your situation that much worse. My mom literally had to get her lawyer involved in one moment back in 2017 because there was a lady in the kitchen. Her name was Miss Harmon. Harmon was known as the most cruelest woman in the jail. Regarding her stature, her CO, you know, she's her bad. She's a sergeant. She thought she can do anything. Anything! I want that! This is why I'm so emotional about it, because people still suffering right now as we speak, just like overseas. But nevertheless, Harmon got everyone in the kitchen fighting against each other. She had inmates fighting against each other. With her? And then you have another group siding with themselves because they don't want to follow her formation. So she'll get you caught up in a hole. You lose your good time that you're just honestly working for because you want to go home. Make it make sense. It's bad. It's bad and it's a horrible experience because guess what? Some people, it's a lot of people. It's a lot of brothers in there. Jail ain't going to work for you because it's not working because there's no, I watched it. 7 years. My study had 13. My other study did 7. He came home and died. The others, they got shot in the head. The others died. Murder. That shit is real. It's scary because like when you come home, I still look at my mom and them to this day like, holy shit, that's my mom. Like, I'm really, like, in front of my mom. Like, that shit, I don't even know how to describe that feeling. Because that's how long I never would have thought that I would even put her through some shit like that, let alone the other side of the family. What's her name? Was Stacey. Sorry, Stacey. Her family. What about her family? You see? So I be haunting. This is why I act the way I do. This is why I think the way I think. This is why I changed the way I was thinking. Because it's I figured it out. It's a diabolical way of thinking. If you take on these behaviors of the world we live in, this is why everything's so chaotic around this motherfucker. This is why we out here, I don't know what to do. I'm depressed. I'm stressed. Nobody talking no more. Because they damn sure wasn't talking to us in there. They held it on us that much more. Oh, you're an inmate. Oh, get naked. Get naked right now. Huh? Get naked. Strip. Strip, what you mean? Strip. Right now. This is a shakedown. We just want to check your cell, but we also want to see you get naked. Just because we can deprive you of that nature. It's no different than slavery if you ever read about it. You know, I mean, under the Constitution, this is the type of lifestyle that is allowed and it's approved according to the Constitution. Once you're incarcerated, though, and it hurts. That's why I don't want to talk about hurting nobody no more, because that's not my nature. That's never been my nature. That's the gut. I replicated a behavior of chaos. Governments create that shit. We don't. Fuck out of here. I know good brothers that can run a country in there. I lie to you not. So smart, you'd be like, what the fuck? How the hell? And it's just for the mere fact of how they were living, how the conditions of their household, because they weren't financially stable. We talking about paper, y'all, that has caused this, man. We're talking about... We're talking about paper. I'm done, bro. Sorry, bro. We're talking about paper, though, bro. That's caused all this erratic behavior. You feel me? Seriously.
I feel you,
and
buddy.
It saddens me, bro. Because it's my people. My people. My people. It's not a racial thing. We never been. I never. My mama never raised me like that. I don't even believe in a shit like that. That's diabolical. I hate it. It's not a godly way of living. It's not of our home. It's not of us, period. And my people are still suffering in 2024 that I know of right now, incarcerated inside and outside.
No, I understand. I understand what you're saying, Josh. And thank you for sharing that. And I know it's tough. It's tough for you to relive that. And I appreciate you doing that, man. And I know it takes a lot of courage to be able to speak about that stuff. And the true emotion you showed was real. That was real. And I appreciate you for sharing that, man. I really do. And that's tough, dude. That's tough. And whoever that sergeant lady was, she deserves, I mean, that's just awful to treat other human beings that way. Awful.
Bro, that's terrible, bro. It's haunting. Like I said, it's haunting because you wake up and you can't leave it. You can't go nowhere. That's the scary part. When I realized that I couldn't go nowhere.
You're just held hostage, man.
You just can't go nowhere. You got, and you have to work where they tell you to work. So they tell you to work in the kitchen in order to get a good time. Of 5 days, which that means and consists of you getting 5 days taken off of your sentence. So you get 5 days a month taken off of your sentence every year. Yeah. So that's what allows us to do 85% of the time and not all of it. You get what I'm saying? So if you have someone in there that knows that they know this. They know this. They're like, oh, these motherfuckers up in here working. They gotta work in order to get good time. They want to go home.
Yeah.
Man, when I tell you she played chess with us, man, and she teetered and tethered food as the main source, the main valuable thing in there. Because she can bring it from the streets. She can bring the drugs from the streets. She had all access to everything any man wanted from the streets. So whose side do you think they gonna take?
Yeah.
So when she called me in the office one day and literally it's 2 something in the morning, Matt. She's yelling at the top of her lungs for nothing, ridiculing, criticizing, doing anything that can inhabit any type of negativity in a man, just to degrade you, just because. And it was weird. So that day, I decided to take a stand, and I got her. I called my mom and my sister, and like I said, see these ripple effects. I had to get my family back involved into this lifestyle. Here are the ripple effects again. Now I get my mom involved again. Hey, mom. I got a problem going on with an officer, but my mom, she's not playing. What the fuck are you talking about? She got any long story short story long. It got situated, but why did it have to happen? No, you get what I'm saying? It shouldn't have to happen.
Yeah,
we're just doing time. We're not asking for all the frivolous nonsense content that is occurring here.
All right, Josh, thank you so much for expressing yourself that way and having the courage. And the forthwith to be able to do so. I mean, you really put yourself out there, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate you sharing that and putting your true feelings out there. It really means a lot, and I'm really thankful for that. And I hope, I hope in some way it's healing for you also to be able to speak about it, because it is rough. So, but we are coming towards the top of time. And like I said, in the description of this episode, we'll have a link to hybridhomes_88, which is your Instagram, where you can get all your art and see your videos. And also you have like some videos of you on there as well, talking and things like that, right?
Yeah. And I will be posting more content on there, very soon. So thank you, man.
Excellent. Of course. So Josh, before we get out of here, is there anything you'd like to say to your friends and family before we take off?
For my friends, I sincerely, really, honestly care and understand you all to agree that I just, I can't even fathom it no more, that, or as far as the love aspect of it. And to my family, it's the same. I just appreciate all the support that they've shown. And remember, we don't accomplish our assignments on our own here. You know, we take on these assignments here upon this planet, and we act as if once we do achieve a certain amount of success, as if we did it alone, as if we're really self-made, when really that's not the occurrence here. You know what I'm saying? So I really appreciate my family for getting me to where I am right now, just assisting on the journey. And I really appreciate the Father, our Father in heaven, you feel me, for allowing, this moment right here, to be shared, and, to even just meet people such as yourself that I can consider a friend. You know what I'm saying? So thank you. And here's your unicorn too.
Let me see. What we got?
Man, You feel me?
Come on, put it. I can't see it. Put it in the center. Holy sh! Hold on one sec. Wow. Wow. That is incredible.
Some light for your daughter and them. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, that is incredible that you did all of that in this short amount of time.
It's nothing, wow. Bro. And I didn't even color it yet, bro. So, yeah, I'll give it to you whenever I see you again.
Dude, that's real talent, man. Real talent. Sure. For all those listening and watching, you can find this type of art on hybrid homes_88. Man, that is beautiful. Great job. Thank you for that. And speaking of the purple unicorns, this has been another episode of the Working Perspectives Podcast. I'm Matt Lavelle, accompanied by Jalen Dove, Justin Richardson, and our guest today is the one and only Josh Holmes. In case you're wondering, you can find all our stuff and all our content and all podcast platforms and YouTube at Working Perspectives Podcast. You can also on Instagram at Working Perspectives Podcast, and you can join us on Twitter and TikTok at Working P Pod. And if you'd like to be a guest on the show, please email us at workingperspectives@gmail.com. And please like and subscribe so we keep bringing this sweet, sweet content. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Thanks. See you.